New at 9, hackers attack the city of Phoenix internet system, and over the weekend they caused disruption to police department computers.
And the city says these hackers are not giving up.
Hey, good evening. Well, this was the first that these hackers were able to overwhelm the city system like they did. City leaders saying in the last week they've seen a real increase in people trying to access the website and their internet-based system. But in this case, they were able to stop the hackers before they got any information, but not before they blocked the system for a period of time.
The city's internet access was down for 45 minutes.
The city of Phoenix investigating after hackers successfully blocked the city's internet system Saturday.
At this point in time, we're unclear of any kind of motive or who's attacking us. We don't know.
Randall Smith, the city's chief information security officer, talking about the attack after Fox 10 obtained internal emails, one showing the system was under attack for days. A deputy city manager writing, quote, "This appears to be a coordinated denial of service attack." Then over the weekend, a city police memo said because of the hacking, officers couldn't access special computers in their cars that allow them to run names, license plates, and check criminal history.
Well, there's always concerns if something happens to any of our public safety systems. The primary communication, though, is the radios, both fire and police, so they always had constant communication. We are looking closely at that and offering proactively looking at solutions to minimize future outages such as this.
Smith emphasized these hackers aren't targeting police. They're just trying to find a way into the system.
Well, the purpose of the attack is to try to overwhelm our perimeter defenses and our firewalls. The goal of the attacker is to try to gain access into our network, generally to obtain personally identifiable information for financial gain often.
Smith says the hackers did not get any information or data, but he's trying to stay one step ahead.
We're starting to see more probes, we'll call them, from these internet hackers, activists. We are actively working with our technology partners and local law enforcement to proactively address the situation and looking at our solutions and our procedures in place.
City leaders say they have contacted the FBI. They say the police computers that were down were back up within that 45 minutes, along with the city's other internet-based systems. Smith saying that many governments and private companies are facing these very same kinds of cyber attacks.